From Jefferson Public Radio, I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another JPR Live session presented by Sierra Nevada Brewing Company. Joining me today in the Steve Nelson Performance Studio, out on tour in support of a record that will be out later this year, is Devin Gilfillian and his band. Hello, Devin. Welcome.
Eric, it's great to be here, man. Thank you.
It's a pleasure to meet you. Thanks for dropping by and bringing all of your friends to make some music for us.
Of course, of course.
Let's talk about your background, because other than an EP that came out about 3 years ago, not a lot of music out there in the world from you, and a lot of folks might still not know who you are yet.
Yes, I'm a new guy on the block. Yeah.
Originally from Philadelphia, or just outside of Philadelphia?
Yes, sir, right outside of Philly, Morton, Pennsylvania, a little small town.
How big?
It's probably like, oh man, shoot. You can go stoplight to stoplight in a mile for sure, but I don't know. 10,000, 20,000 people or something like that. Not big at all.
What do people in Morton, Pennsylvania do besides leave?
They hang out at Wawa.
Yeah?
Have you been to a Wawa?
I have not.
it's like kind of like a Sheetz, like a small little deli gas station kind of thing that we're very proud of it. We're very proud of Wawa. It's great. You can order. They have mac and cheese with bacon and buffalo chicken. You can get a hoagie,
okay,
and a meatball sub. And
so I'm picturing sitting on the curb outside with your styrofoam cup full of soda.
Oh yeah,
and your snacks.
That's how they roll. That's how we roll.
Your dad is a performer, a singer.
Yeah. Yes, my dad's a wedding singer. Yeah, he's the one who basically gave me all the musical talent that I have, and surrounded me with Otis Redding and Temptations and Ray Charles. Stevie Wonder was a huge, always being played in the house. But my dad was, he's a percussion player and still does sing, has his wedding gigs, you know, probably like 100 a year. You know, he's doing it.
What's your dad's name?
Nelson.
Nelson. Thank you very much for everything that you've given Devin. We all appreciate it as music fans. So let's see. So you went to university in Pennsylvania, but not to study music. You went for psychology.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Here's the thing. This is what I can't wrap my head around. You started making music in a musical family in your mid-teens.
Yep, yeah.
You kind of knew music was going to be your future.
Yeah.
Why did you go to college to study psychology if you knew that you were going to end up making music?
Eric, that is a great question. You know, I'm still paying back them student loans, and I'm very grateful for the education that I got. But basically, you know, growing up in the small town in Pennsylvania, like being a musician wasn't a realistic career, and everyone was like, "Oh, cool, you want to be a musician? What's like the plan B? You know, like what is that gonna be?" And I was like, I guess I should have something ready. I should go to school for something. And I love psychology, but I definitely, after doing it for 4 years studying it, I realized I didn't want to be a psychologist or a psychiatrist. And I decided after graduating, I wanted to move somewhere very musical and applied for AmeriCorps. And worked with AmeriCorps. Are you familiar with AmeriCorps? I worked with AmeriCorps for a nonprofit called Rebuilding Together, and they accepted my application in Nashville. So that's what drew me down to Nashville.
One of many to leave Morton, Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I got out.
Well, I can't wait to hear a tune, and I know you've got a whole band in the studio. Let's introduce them after the tune.
Yes.
What are you guys going to play first for us?
Yes, we're going to play some Get Out and Get It.
This is the single that we have been hearing on the station. Devin Gilfillian and his band are my guests live here on Jefferson Public Radio.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Got an eye on the highest mountain, mansion with a golden fountain, lie on a gypsy cotton, oh yeah. You want love that keeps on giving, a life that keeps you living, not gonna run from new beginnings, oh no. Stop asking who's gonna light the fire, stop asking who's gonna take you higher. Oh yeah, get out and get it, get out and get it, get out and get it, get out and get it. No time to cry when you're bruised and battered, sweat and bleed for the things that matter. Oh yeah. You can hide in a dirty mirror, but the truth will be no clearer. Dust it off and take a good look at yourself. Stop asking who's gonna light the fire. Stop asking who's gonna take you higher. Oh yeah. Get out and get it. 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 It ain't coming to you.
Get out and get it.
Oh,
get
yeah.
Out and get it. Get out and get it. Get out and get it.
Stop asking who. Stop asking who. Stop asking who's gonna light the fire. Stop asking who's gonna take you higher.
That one is called Get Out and Get It. Devin Gilfillian is here playing live for us today on Jefferson Public Radio. Information can be found online, devingilfillian.com. There's a lot of letters in there, but you figured out it's spelled how it sounds, right? Devin, tell me who's here in the room with you playing.
Oh, we got John Smalt over here on the percussion and vocals.
Welcome.
We got Carson Cody over here on the keys.
Howdy, howdy.
A.K.A. C. Daddy. And then we got Mr. Taylor Sweet T. Thompson over here on the bass. Mm-hmm. All on the background vocals. They all sing like little boys to men, you know?
I have a feeling that name is getting longer the longer you're out on tour together.
Oh, yeah. I keep it going. I keep making up names.
So there are all kinds of influences in your music, from soul and blues and everything else. Why make the move to Nashville rather than maybe just going to Philly?
You know, that's a great question. When I was living in Philly, playing around the music scene there, I was young, I was in college, and I was playing in mostly bars, and there's nobody really cares that much about original music up in Philly. There's a small scene, there's, you know, some cool artists coming out, the War on Drugs, for example, the Roots are there, you know, came out of there, and really I didn't get to absorb the music scene that was there when I was there. Mm. I kind of missed it. So I heard that Nashville was a really cool music city, and that's why I applied for AmeriCorps there. And honestly, I really didn't discover how amazing it was till I got there. And I mean, the musical community there is so collaborative. Everyone is like, everyone wants to know what you do and wants to jam or write or, you know, collaborate in some kind of way. So I'm very, very grateful that I moved down to Nashville.
You put out a debut EP, I think it was 5 songs, back in 2016. In 2018, you released a couple of singles that, as we talked before we went on the air today, are not attached to a record. They were just singles that you put out into the world.
Yeah.
Including the Christmas song that you did, right? Yeah. And then in 2018, signed to Capitol Records.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good score. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. It's amazing.
The full-length debut is still not out yet. Does it feel like it has been forever since that first EP that you released back in 16?
It definitely kind of does. It definitely feels like forever. I'm like anxious to get some new music out to the world. I mean, the singles were amazing and I loved releasing those, you know, and kind of giving people a taste of what's coming. I'm especially really excited to put this record out because it's the first full-length record and I feel like it has a very awesome, a special sound that has never been done before. We went into the studio and I took all the old sound, all this old soul and funk and R&B, and we captured it on the tape, actually, and then put it to vinyl. And then we sampled the vinyl.
Really?
From an MPC drum machine and also put it into Pro Tools. And then I sang 80 vocals on, like background vocals on one of the songs to emulate a choir. And so there's a special like grittiness to it. And then we take that organic grit and then put it on a spaceship and send it to Mars. So that's what I'm excited to get that sound out into the world and introduce that to everyone.
Well, as you were talking, Carson made his way across the room to sit down at our grand piano.
Oh, yes.
Will you give us another taste of what this new record has in store for us?
Absolutely.
All right, what's next?
This song is called The Good Life.
This is Devin Gilfillian and his band live here on Jefferson Public Radio.
Yesterday, trouble was so far away, making castles in the sand. Everyone a different shade, but everybody was the same when the lion kissed the land. So it seems, in my dreams, may it be. I'm talking about that good life. I can see all the colors show us what it really means to be beautiful. Remember when the violence stopped and all the doors are left unlocked? The stranger was your brother. Remember when the bank got sold and everybody took their gold and everybody helped each other? Ooh, so it seems in my dreams, may it be, I'm talking about that good life. All the colors show us what it really means to be beautiful. I'm talking about that good life where we all have peace. We don't shut our doors and tear them all to leave, 'cause they're beautiful. Oh.
Bridge.
Oh, come on. We gotta act. Love attack. Take your mind back in town. Rewind to Eden, where we can find peace, Lord, if we're just believing. I'm talking about that good life. I can see all the colors show us what it really means to be beautiful. Whoa. I'm talking about that good life where we all have peace. We don't shut our doors and tear them all to leave, 'cause they're beautiful.
That is called The Good Life. Devin Gilfillian and his band playing live for us today here on Jefferson Public Radio. The new album, which will be out eventually.
Yeah, this summertime.
And it will be called something. Still kind of to be determined.
Huh? Oh, yeah, to be determined.
I know with a lot of artists' debut, it can sometimes be a catalog of the best of everything they have written up to the point of the record.
Yeah.
Is the collection of songs that you're putting on this record things that are from across the years, or are they kind of your current, like a snapshot of how you sound and the music you make now?
You know, it's funny because probably 30% of the record are songs that I've written prior to like this year. And most of it, most of the material I've written in the past 12 months for sure. So, it's a little bit of a mixture. I feel like myself as a songwriter, I've evolved so much over the past 18 months, 2 years, that I really like. We wrote a song as we were in the recording process, and that made it onto the record. So this song's called Stranger, and I feel like I'm still evolving as a songwriter as well. So I'm excited to continue this journey for sure.
Well, everything that I've heard is fantastic.
Thank you.
I mean, even digging back
through
some old stuff online, it's just all incredibly cool.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm glad you guys are here. I did read about the accident that you guys had last summer.
Yes.
And I should say, on behalf of music fans, we're all happy that you're here.
We're very...
It sounded pretty gnarly. What happened?
We're very, very lucky. We were driving on our way to a festival in Athens, Georgia, and at 5:30 in the evening, you know, we were going around a windy road up in the mountains, and out of nowhere, this red truck, a driver who was drinking, kind of swerved right into our lane, and he hit us head on, probably 100 miles per hour worth of velocity, and it was insane. Luckily, we all made it out alive. Taylor's brother, Jesse, he was driving, and he broke his ankle and got a little banged up, and we all had some bruises. Taylor's shoulder was jacked up, and essentially we all got out alive, and we're very... It opened up my eyes. It actually is the inspiration behind this song, a song called Stranger, the one I was talking about, just about what's really important in life and who matters to you, the people that are closest to you, like, you know, not taking life for granted. And it was a very eye-opening moment for sure for all of us.
Everybody's healed up at this point?
Yeah.
Good deal.
Yeah.
You mentioned the people that are close to you. You guys have been together now as a band for a while.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We've been together for about 3.5 years or so, yeah.
Wow, sounds like it.
Yeah.
Devin Gilfillian and his band, my guests, live today here on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record will be out later this year. Information can be found online, devingilfillian.com. All right, this looks like it's going to just be a couple of you for the last tune. What do you guys want to wrap up with?
Yes, we're going to play this song called Lonely.
Don't you worry, just wait longer. When you struggle, you grow stronger. All the weight that's sitting down on your chest, just let go of your regrets. No, no, it's not over yet. Look around you, there are those who love you, those who care. And remember, just give what you can give. It's all in the way you live, the life you live. If you're lonely, you're not the only. If you're lost and your world is breaking, I will put you back together. I'll put you back if you're falling. I will catch you if you're lonely, lonely, lonely. You're not the only. Be sorry for your sorrow. Don't you hurry, for tomorrow. Out of ashes comes the start of something new. Oh, the only way is through, the only way. If you're lonely, you're not the only. If you're lost and your world is breaking, I will put you back together. I'll put you back. If you're falling, I will catch you. If you're lonely, 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 you're not the only. Light can't shine without darkness. Joy is nothing without pain. Don't be afraid of the shadows. The sun comes after the rain. If you're lonely, you're not the only. If you're lost in your world is breaking, I will put you back together. I'll put you back together. If you fall, I will catch you. If you're lonely, 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 you're not the only.
That is the way to wrap up. That is Devin Gilfillian. Lonely is the name of the tune. The debut record will be out later this year. Information online at devingilfillian.com. Carson Cody was at the piano for that one. He's also on vocals. John Smalt on vocals and percussion today. Taylor Thomas Thompson on bass and vocals. Devin Gilfillian, acoustic guitar, vocals. Devin, thanks so much for stopping by.
Eric, thank you for having us.
Our pleasure.
It's been awesome.
We'll have audio from our session today, as well as a few photos up on our website later this afternoon at ijpr.org. And remember, as always, you can subscribe to JPR Live Sessions through Apple Podcasts, find us on Stitcher, or on Spotify. Support for JPR Live Sessions comes from Sierra Nevada Brewing Company, family-owned, operated, and argued over since 1980. Proud supporter of independent thought, whether that's online, over the air, or in a bottle. More at sierranevada.com. Open Air continues right after this.